Oh boy. Producer Zig played the intro music like he was answering something that Andrew said right before we started rolling.
Yeah.
And there was judgment on it.
That was more than usual a y'all are fucking around too much.
That was Uncle saying y'all play too much.
Oh my God. We do play too much.
We do. We stay
on the Yo Is This Racist podcast.
Which this is with your host, Tawny Newsom.
And Andrew T.
This is the podcast where we listen to your voicemail questions about racism and we answer them with the help of a special guest. But
that's
first,
right.
We get into way too many news stories.
We had a lot this week.
Too many.
Too many?
Yeah, there's too many.
I'm going to go with too many.
Because we try to keep this brief. If you guys haven't noticed, we try to keep the show around an hour.
Keep it moving.
We try to keep it a 60-minute mark. 59 is the sweet spot. So we're going to put a timer on these stories.
Oh, boy.
So we get 3 minutes.
Oh, boy.
So we better talk fast. Talk at 1.5 speed, Andrew, because I hear people listen to podcasts at that speed anyway.
Oh.
So start there.
Okay. And we're going to hit them with the three.
Yeah, yeah, with the 3 minute, and you're going to hear a fun timer at the end. Okay, we ready? What's our first terrible story?
I already fucked up. Let's see, the first one. Let's see, let's do a good one, because it's been a while.
Ready?
Yes. Well,
go.
Let's see.
You're wasting time.
California did become the first state to ban discrimination against black hairstyles.
Yay, you can wear your hair, humans.
Yeah.
You can be a human.
You can be employed.
You can be employed, unless you're in the entertainment industry. There are still loopholes for them to ban us from wearing certain things. They say it's not the character, quote, end quote.
Our character wouldn't do that.
Your character wouldn't do it. But entertainment aside, this is a insane industry full of clowns and
garbage,
devils.
Garbage industry.
It's bad. Why did we choose it? But yay. So you can go to work and technically your employer can't, fire you for wearing locks, whatever fucking horrible
braids,
dystopia this
twists,
is.
Et cetera.
Get them all. Go down to your local beauty depot.
Oh my God.
Get them all.
That's right. That's right, folks. Tawny Newsom demands get all the black hairstyles if you're black.
I would love to see. The problem, though,
just
is that
Jerry half.
The thing that I'm worried about is that people are still going to get terminated. They're just going to find other reasons for it. And they're going to say, like, oh, just professional appearance.
Yeah.
Like, no employer of fucking career builder or whatever is going to be like, she's fired because her hair too nappy.
You know what?
Not out loud, only on their personal slacks.
Yeah, that's a thing. I think you're giving employers too much credit because you're afraid of them. If I could remind you of, let's see, pretty much every week when we do this podcast, employers are dumb as hell.
I'm also remembering several stories we've done where employers have said things like, we have to get rid of her. She looks a mess or whatever.
So they'll do that, but at least there's one less reason. I don't know.
At least you can sue in court and you'll win, hopefully.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Are we done with that one? Should we donate a minute to the other one? We have 56 seconds.
Yeah.
All right.
Hell yeah.
I don't know how to do that
on this phone. We're fast.
Okay, just go.
I was in my continuing tech vendetta, I was unsurprised to see fucking scumbag YouTube employee Christopher Cukor. Cukor. Find him on LinkedIn.
Damn,
I already went
Andrew,
and
you're calling people. You're
he's a fucking scumbag who called the cops on someone who was a black person who was waiting to enter Christopher's building to meet a friend who lives there. He had every right to be there. The fucking thing that's a little gross is that it's just a little striking is that Christopher's kid is with him.
Mm-hmm.
And the kid is basically like, Dad, get off the phone. This is a young child. This guy is right. I agree with him. This guy is totally in the right. Fucking racist ass Christopher Cukor.
That was your bonus minute.
From racist ass webpage, youtube.com. Home of
web page.
Yeah.
It's a very funny.
I assume he's
that.
A webmaster or something.
So the encounter was filmed by the victim.
I mean, it's nothing that new, I guess.
It's nothing new. There was a lot happening, though. I watched it, and I was like, ooh.
Oh, yeah.
There's a lot to break
down.
Are you
going to read
here.
Your breakdown?
Well, okay. I'm going to read a little bit of my breakdown. It's a little flip, you guys. But I was like, one, guy's got an Asian kid, first thing I noticed. Two, the guy says the dude appears to be African-American. And the person filming even goes, appears to be. the person filming, and this is not at all a judgment on him, the person filming has a bit of a looseness to him, like a vocabulary looseness that at first I was like, is he drunk? Is he just chill as hell? Good for you if you are drunk. Like, it doesn't matter. You could be drunk and still allowed to go to your friend's fucking house. How many white people are in the fucking lobbies of apartment buildings a little tipsy and nobody bothers them? I don't know if this man was drunk. He might just have a cool, chill way of talking. He also helps the white dude describe his outfit to the police. The guy's like, he's wearing a, he's like, pink polo and a Lakers cap.
Well, I mean, he so thoroughly knows, but he's still brave because guess what? SFPD fully murder black people all the time for no reason, so.
Oof.
Allegedly. Fuck you, police.
Yeah, fuck this. We're doing good. Okay, that was, you got a minute 30 for the next one.
And now we're banking up too much. You know what? We built up to how much time we needed, I think.
We exposed ourselves as not having much to say about things that are becoming all too commonplace, unfortunately.
I mean, I guess, is that what our problem is? It is true. We're just like,
well,
this is routine. See, this is where we're at, right? It's like, this is just the routine. This is the racist this week. And there's nothing new about them, except for, again, Christopher Kukor of YouTube.com, famous racist at a famous racist webpage. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah, there's nothing new. It's more just like we have to keep pointing at it to show that it wasn't like a glitch.
Here's the thing I will say. The news pointed out that he maybe is sensitive to this because he did suffer some tragedy in the past. I guess he thinks that the police didn't. There was a murder in his family that he and his brother blame the police for not showing up on time. So that's sort of the this is why he's paranoid argument. However, it doesn't explain why he's racist.
Yeah. Also, like, I don't know. There's a lot of people with tragedy in their family that don't call the cops on black people. Yeah. So,
if you think tragedy can turn you into a racist, or you are a media outlet that thinks that's somehow exonerating, you're racist. Hey!
Wow.
The filibuster.
Well-timed.
Oh, boy.
Oh, God. What's next? See, because I'm looking at the timer and not looking at the list of things, I'm scared because you're going to surprise me with a terrible story.
Well, this one was pretty bad. This fucking horrible, horrible Asian coroner. man convicted from The Hill, famous racist webpage, The Hill. Are they racist? They're the kind of like everything is both sides to it. Racist.
There's a lot of both sides. Racist. There's a lot of both sides. You got The Hill. The Hill, because you can get up a hill a lot of ways.
Yeah, the racist way or the other way.
There's always a wrong way to climb a hill.
Anyway, this fucking clown, Mark Char, Asian dude, basically went to his road rage sentencing hearing in blackface.
Mm-hmm. Because he said, this court is treating me unfairly. I've been treated like a black man, so today I am a black man. Your logic doesn't work, sir, first of all. Second of all, like, what do you hope to... It said that the judge was outraged, rightfully.
Yeah.
I mean, thank God. Thank God people weren't just like, kooky criminal, the end.
Yeah. Asian people.
I don't think this guy counts.
Just get your shit together. I did get a nice couple texts of support from some of the world's greatest Asians about me talking about white supremacist fuckface Andy No last week.
Oh, that's good.
That's good. It's nice to hear from time to time that even though I snap on Asian people too much.
That you still have some friends.
Yeah.
That's good.
Some. A few. I mean, I'm not wrong, but it's my focus. I think the correct thing is, why do you focus on this shit so much?
Mm.
And my reason is... because it bugs me, because I want us to be better.
And kind of who else is going to? Like, who else can, you know? It'd be real weird if I
think
I
everyone
went off,
can. I disagree. I think it'd be really cool.
It'd be
cool.
Real weird if I was like horrible Asians corner every week. I think folks would have something to say about it.
You know who wouldn't? Me.
Okay, well, that could be our private Slack channel, just the two of us, where I just rip into why I dislike certain Asian people. I don't even want to do this.
Thank you. I like it. Wait, did we talk about Nike shit?
No!
That came and went.
Oh, my God. Nike came and went. Okay, so in case you were, maybe you were on an island for this holiday week and don't know what happened.
Yeah,
but,
Oh, yeah. Happy 4th of July, I guess. Fuck this country.
Fuck this country. Who cares? Nike wanted to release a shoe with the 13-star Betsy Ross flag, which has been co-opted by white supremacists as of late. Colin Kaepernick pointed out, hey, maybe don't put out a flag.
Yeah, racists love this flag.
Yeah, racists love this now. And even though it wasn't Betsy, no one's saying Betsy Ross was a neo-Nazi. Mm. I mean, we don't know. Yeah, I mean, but I'm just like anyone that far back in time, I can't trust.
Yeah, we'll even go one step further. I feel fully confident that we would not respect Betsy Ross's views on whether black people were human. Yeah.
No, this is a bone. That was a bonus minute from the last one.
Boneman.
Yeah. Also, like, didn't she not even design the fucking flag? It doesn't matter.
Who cares?
So racists were mad at Nike again.
Yeah, racists.
I like it
Ted
feels like
Cruz,
racists are learning how Twitter and like cancel culture works every time they do it. Like they have memento disease or something. They just like blink their eyes.
That's anterograde amnesia, but go ahead.
Okay. They blink their eyes and wake up and they're just like, well, we're mad at Nike now for not giving us our racism shoe.
Yeah.
You guys were already mad at Nike for having Kaepernick as a spokesperson in the first place.
Yeah.
And a spokesperson's job, like, yes, spokespersonship is money. It's an endorsement. That it's great. It can be seen as like just a commercial thing by a lot of people. But in its best applications, this is what it's for, is for a person to say, hey, I'm putting my name on this. They're giving me money in exchange for me representing this brand. So when that person has concerns about the brand and has a public profile, it is up to them to say, hey, brand, I have concerns about this. And then the brand does what they want.
Yeah.
So you guys are mad twice about the same. You're mad at Kaepernick.
Yeah.
This is not news.
I also like, I mean, like, you're not supposed to design a shoe that neo-Nazis are going to wear. Like, even like Kaepernick is just giving them good advice.
Yeah.
Which is the exact kind of advice that Yo's Racist Corporate could deliver to Nike for
the low, low price of $9.99 a minute. You can't get this kind of advice.
So easy.
So easy.
Just don't make a Nazi shoe.
Oh, God, shit. That was free. Oh, why'd we give it away?
Every time.
We got to start charging for these.
Every time.
Oh, God.
Anyway, so the neo-Nazis that run the Republican Party were mad at it. A couple of Democrats, one fucking Dan something or other, some conservative Democrat tweeted out that he was wearing New Balances, but also showed his like pasty legs.
Oh boy.
Fuck you. What's your name that I'm surprised I hadn't already blocked on Twitter? Fuck you.
That is surprising. Hey, just here's another free advice. This isn't even racism centric. Just don't put your legs on Twitter unless you really are confident. Don't put your bare legs on Twitter.
Yeah.
That's not a place.
No congressional legs.
If you were elected.
I'm sure that's wrong on some level.
Yeah, actually, there are some legs that I think could be good. Just you.
None
you
of
know.
Our business.
You know. You have the confidence.
We didn't want to see your white fucking racist. No, you know what? No racists put their legs on Twitter. No racists put anything on Twitter. Famous racist webpage, twitter.com.
How many times are you going to say webpage during this broadcast?
I think it's four.
I think it's more than that. We got 10 seconds. You got another quip?
No.
Nike, go get them.
Black Ariel?
Oh, yeah. Here we go, baby. Black Ariel.
Yeah. I don't know. Yay.
Again. Okay, shut up. This thing can't stop. So people are mad. I can't even muster the strength to talk about things that you guys have already digested and spit out. Halle Bailey, singer, actress. She is going to be Ariel in the new live action resurrection of shit we liked in our childhood.
Yeah.
And
did you like Little Mermaid?
I did. It was the first movie I ever saw in the
theater. Straight up?
Yeah. I mean, I might have like been shown things on VHS, but like I remember going to the movie theaters and being like, we get to go see a movie.
Huh.
So I loved it.
I forgot who it was. My friend Jane Marie, host of The Dream.
Excellent podcast.
Has said this in the past, I remember now, that like Little Mermaid has maybe the worst message for little girls.
Oh, it's real bad. Yeah. It's real bad. It's like, change your body for a man. It's okay if you don't speak. Just look good. He'll love you.
Yeah.
Leave your family.
Not ideal. Yeah, that part could be okay.
I mean, leave your family for a man? I don't know.
I guess that's true. Everyone's family's complicated.
Your sisters are jealous is like the subplot of it. Your sisters are just jealous because you're pretty.
Oh, my Lord.
It's real bad. I look forward to seeing how they update it.
I guess they have made an effort to, like for Beauty and the Beast, they made a big effort to make Belle a little more literate, a little less helpless.
Less like trafficked.
Not a ton. If you're really gonna gun to my head this one.
Yeah.
Yeesh.
She's trapped there. yeah, so look, Ariel was always black. They just didn't have the crayons back then to color her that color.
Yeah.
And here's how I know. She's detangling her hair with a fork because if you got curls, you'll take any opportunity to get it loose. Mm-hmm. Okay. She's friends with a crab.
Mm-hmm,
that
mm-hmm.
crab is Caribbean. Yeah. They're in the Caribbean.
Yeah.
They're all black. Yeah. Like, sorry, they just didn't have the crayons.
Yeah.
Now they got the crayons and the people.
I mean, God. All right, so,
and she got a voice.
Yeah.
Girlfriend can blow. Yeah. She's a black woman.
Yeah. That's right. So there was the big account that did some racist shit, Twitter account, was like probably a bot.
Was fake, yes.
Almost certainly a bot.
Yes.
However.
Or was, it seemed to be run by a person. It seemed a little, well, I don't know. Maybe bots are sophisticated. But it definitely was like using stolen images.
Yeah. Like fake somehow.
Yes.
Disappeared
when it was called out.
And then it's like, okay, why are people doing this? But here's the thing. I mean, it's sort of the thing that people, when we're doing, you know, when Yoast is Racist, the webpage was more of a thing. That's not. Go to YoastIsRacist.com.
Sixth time you've said webpage.
But you know what I mean? It was like people are like, oh, you're just getting trolled. Oh, you're just getting trolled. And it's like, I don't know. I think people think trolling is just like anyone who thinks they're pushing your button. Because it's like, you're writing racist stuff that people definitely believe in. So I guess the extent to which I'm being trolled, it's that by someone who quote unquote doesn't believe it or is quote unquote only saying this shit ironically. The only thing that's really happening is that I maybe over index for racists relative to my way under index for racist bubble. You know what I mean? So like, it's like, even if this account is a troll, people out there are for sure saying this stuff for real.
Oh, yeah. Because if you look in the comments, amidst all the, I feel like a lot of like LA people and like comedy people grabbed onto it. And,
well, and also because of us, like you just see those people because the way the sorting works or whatever.
Yeah. Tech, baby.
Yeah. It's good.
But there were also a lot of people in the comments that agreed.
Yeah.
Or that agreed enough to where they didn't, probably don't. Whatever.
Oh, this is the trash Asian person. I deleted it. Or I think I blocked him. That's why I didn't
Andrew
show.
Has been trying since
before
we started rolling to remember which other horrible Asian person he wanted to talk about.
This is why it didn't show up in my feed because I already blocked him. But it was some Asian dude that was just like, you know, if you want to recast. He was putting forth the genius proposition. If you want to cast a black person as Ariel, then you have to make Tiana white.
From The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah. And it's like,
Tiana from New Orleans.
You're so dumb. You're so dumb.
Also, Asian like, people. It was in her story that she was a black girl from New Orleans. The story of the Little Mermaid is a fish woman who wants to have sex with a black-haired man.
Yeah.
That's the whole story.
I mean, look, the other thing I read on Twitter that was very funny in response to this was like, okay. Let's switch all the Disney princesses. Good luck, you fucking white supremacist piece of shit.
Yeah, let's like, switch them all,
that's
see what
the whole
we end
thing.
Up with.
There's only one, Tiana. And thinking that like is clever to attack that is fucking pathetic.
This reminds me of way back when I thought I was going to try to be like a musical theater person. I was saved from that life. Thank you. I'm mainly saved by not being able to really hack it. But I remember I had an instructor a long time ago tell me, and she was not being racist. She was more like, this is fucked up that she was trying to have us audition for whatever, some regional fucking thing of Wicked. And she was saying how the women of color in the class wouldn't be considered for the witch, Elphaba. Yeah. And I remember just being like, but she green.
Yeah.
This is a green witch. Who cares literally what color she is underneath? And they were like, yeah, but it's just casting. You know, people just think of it as like a brunette white person. There have been black Elphabas since. Not me, because I was not good. I couldn't hit the notes.
Oh, my God. What if you were a musical theater person?
I mean, I would be insufferable. How was that?
Toddy's great, everyone.
We're still recording late at night. I turned off the timer, by the way. I couldn't handle it.
We're kind of out. There was a little piece of news that now, not little, but it's just the, you know, maybe we're making progress on our concentration camps that we're running. Maybe the conditions will be improved. According to a federal judge who ordered it.
Yeah. There's an independent committee for oversight. I don't know why. I just feel defeated by. I want to have hope that this will help.
Yeah.
But it is hard.
Yes. I think that's all we can really say.
Yes.
Oh, and then the racists in Quebec
are banning religious attire to be worn by school teachers and other.
I mean, the thing is, it's like, this is a thing that I'm not great at because I am quite, I don't believe in jack shit as regular listeners to this podcast.
Everybody settle in for Andrew's atheism hour.
It's very hard, but I'm like the way that like places like Quebec and also people like Bill Maher use atheism to justify their racism is a little, it is one of the thinner, like the bigger glass houses I live in. Mm. Right. Cause I'm like, you know, I don't believe probably that most people should do the religious shit that they do, but I of course do believe that they should have the right to, and I very much understand that fucking Islam in particular is singled out.
I understand what you're saying. I feel similarly when a lot of, you know, when a lot of white feminists claim that it is subjugation of women, because then we're claiming that these women don't know their own minds.
Yeah.
And it's like, you're right. It feels like a way to let your extreme secularism hide your kind of like racist undertones.
Yeah. It's like, look, the reason the West is mad at Islam is because of Jerusalem and then oil. That's it. I mean, I guess it wasn't Jerusalem. It was like probably cumin and pepper. But that was trade routes, silk and shit.
Mm-hmm.
They wanted to control that so they could get shit from China and also from that region. They couched it in a holy war, and then we found oil there, and we couched it in What did I miss?
You were going on about Bill Maher, how much you love him and admire him.
I don't know.
Yeah, this feels gross. It feels like, especially for school teachers who are women and maybe cover their hair.
Yeah.
Fucking let them do it because they're school teachers and they don't get paid enough. I don't know about Canada, but they certainly don't here.
Our society is better when we have people, you know, when your kids interact with Muslims, with people of color, like just every type of person, just more of it is better than this fucking racist shit.
And think about how you're going to make some of these women choose between their job and it's that.
Yeah. Just racism. That's all they want. Do we actually finish the news?
I mean, is there ever a finish?
No.
No. We definitely missed something. Something's happening right now.
Yeah.
While we're in the studio. We should do a thing like at the end of our recording, we should all just silently look at Twitter. Don't cut it out.
Yeah.
Just for 30 seconds, we stare at Twitter just to be like, what fucking shit fire?
Twitter. Look at Twitter and tell us. Go to twitter.com, famous the webpage. And just tweet at us. We'll tell you after the interview. Our questions. We got to sit down with Ryza Lisea.
Ryza Lisea is so funny.
It was so great.
I have been a fan of hers ever since I heard her on the Nicole Byer Why Won't You Date Me podcast.
Oh.
She's very good on that too, if you haven't heard it.
She was so great. And I don't know. Listen.
Listen.
Here we go. What's your cat situation like?
I have two cats, Meow and Mugsy. Yeah, I name drop them in every single podcast.
I like the boldness of just naming a cat the fucking noise it makes.
Yeah.
Meow.
Well, he just meowed all the time.
Yep.
Because I found him in the street in my favorite pizza place in Miami, and I had to hide him from my dad because I was living in my dad's house. And he would just meow, meow. I was like, meow, shh, stop meowing. And then I realized his name is Meow now.
Yeah.
That's kind of amazing.
Yeah. Yeah.
I like just naming a pet what it does.
Yeah. And then Mugsy's after Mugsy Bogues, the point from the Charlotte Hornets.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah. He could jump so much.
He was in Space Jam.
Of his body size. He's short, too.
Yeah, he's got hell of a...
okay, so he's a man.
That's all you need to know.
He jumps.
Yeah, he was like a really short basketball player, and he was in Space Jam. But I was always really short until I, like, high school.
Oh, wow. That's wild that you brought that up. You'll see why in about 4 minutes.
Ooh! I was like, oh, okay.
Let's see. Oh, my gosh. Wait, okay, so we probably won't have... You already have said that we are here with, actor, comedian, baller, mother of cats, Ryza Lisea.
Mm-hmm. What's up?
What's up?
Hi, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Yeah, we just got the lowdown on your cat, Sitch.
Yes, I've got two cats.
I like it. I like that you got a thing you name drop every pod.
I need to make sure everybody knows about Meow and Mugsy, no matter what.
And speaking of pods, sorry, the segues are fat.
This is smooth. I like
it's
it.
It's so late. I'm sorry, Ryza.
Yeah.
Anyway, let's just shoehorn this in here. You have a podcast.
Yeah.
Yay. Welcome to the Earwolf fam.
Hell yeah. Happy to be here. Everyone's been so tight.
And it's called Spanish Aki Presents.
Yes.
Yay. And that's with, we talked to Oscar Montoya and your third co-host.
Oh, yeah. So it's four of us in total. It's Oscar Montoya, Tony Rodriguez, and Carlos Santos.
Yes. Mm-hmm. What a good crew.
Yes.
Said love it before, the boys. We're always very happy to have more brown folks here.
Oh my
at
good God.
Please, can you
thank you for
actually,
being
can
here.
Can we start forwarding you some of the requests that we get?
Yeah. Throw it at us.
Some of the shit that comes to our inbox. Maybe we can divvy up the chores here.
That would be great. Just all the people of color potting together.
Yeah, just like all the fans that are like, hey, can you talk about this thing that happened on this other podcast? It's like, sure.
Yeah.
Let me talk about everything they just talked about.
Let's just talk shit.
So we'll meet and we'll divvy up the responsibility how to keep the whites in line here.
Lo gringo.
Can we have a subreddit of Earwolf / keeping the whites in line?
Oh my god, I've never been on Reddit and I'm terrified. Oh. I'm like, it's all they're gonna say is she says like so much.
It's not for me.
Somebody sent me a screenshot and I because there was a compliment and I went, oh, this is a nice compliment, but they hadn't cut it off enough.
Oh, no.
To see, and you know when you can just, someone crops it, but you can read the tops. We know what the tops of letters are. Uh-huh. We know what the bottoms of those letters are. And it was that was the person that was like, I can't remember the exact phrasing, but it was so hyperbolic. It was like, Tawny is the unfunniest person on the planet, or like, I hate, or something. And I was just like,
just crop it a little more, people.
Crop it a little more, friends.
Yeah.
So don't go on there, because there's no cropping when it's in your internet.
Well, I love crop tops.
Okay.
So, we all have
she's
a little
wearing
something.
One now. She raised her arms to show us it was indeed a crop.
This was like my boyfriend's little brother's, and I cut it.
Hey, congrats.
I was like, he's like, put a bunch of clothing that was like sports apparel. And I was like, oh, perfect. This is fashion for me. And I like just cut everything.
congrats on being able to fit into a small boy's t-shirt.
Oh, no, he's not that small. I'm like, okay. I'm just
like, congrats on having a boyfriend.
Okay. All right. I'll take it.
Anyway, we were talking about the show with Oscar and how it just sounds like, I mean, a great combination of like giving people a chance to talk about their experience, but then also like improvising, just like brown like people good at improvising.
Potentially for scheduling reasons, we will have had a talk with Oscar. So why don't you tell everyone what the show is about, just in case. I truly don't know.
Oh, in case these gets mixed up.
That wasn't a wink. That was a, I don't know.
We don't know what order these things come in.
Same.
You guys about to get a Christmas episode. Deal with it.
Tell people about the show.
No, I want to be a summer girl. So it's Spanish Hockey Presents. We have a live show at UCB that we host. We're the only Latinx main stage show at UCB. And we had been doing it for a year. And now we have the podcast. And so pretty much we have, like, in the beginning, we talk about stuff called, it's called Que Te Pica. So we just talk in the beginning, whatever. And then somehow we always have, like, something that's, like, bothering us because, like, we just be talking. And Tony, it's so funny. Tony's always like, save it for the pod for the past, like, 3 months. And I'm like, Tony, I don't know when we're going to record. I'm not going to save my argument right now for the pod. But then also, like, very fun to just, like, watch people, like, watch them get into it. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, oh, we really should have saved this for the pod. It just got juicy and I watched. But, yeah, so we have, like, a little que te pica. It's like, what's itching you in English? And then. And we have a special guest every episode. We interview them for about like 20 minutes. And then we do improv based off their interview. Some people have done improv with us. Some people haven't because we have like stand-up guests. I think we really like our focus is getting people of color on as guests.
Yeah.
Or, like, if you're white, you gotta be, like, a huge ally. You have to be doing something. You have to be on a show that you're, like, really pushing. Or maybe your social media. Or maybe, you know, you did stuff politically. Or whatever it is that you're doing for minorities. Then cool.
We call them one of the good ones.
One of the good ones. I like that. Yeah. So we have one of the, well, we will have one of the good ones. We have one of the good ones already scheduled for a week from now. Very excited for him.
Oh, but, I can't wait.
Yeah. That was kind of like the biggest thing because we don't just want to, I don't care how famous you are. If you're not doing anything for like minorities and helping, then you're trash. Like, I'm not interested in caring about anything about you or watching your shows or whatever, truly.
Hey, yeah.
Hell yeah. I mean, we have a slightly more relaxed policy, but...
Oh, that's nice. I'm aggressive. The Cubans are.
Oh, no. I was going to say, we'll just take a famous person from time to time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. We'll take a famous person.
Shout out to the famous whites.
No, I mean, you could be famous and white, but like you got to do something.
Yeah. Hey, if you're famous white... Come on our show. If you're famous white and doing shit, go on Rice's show.
Yeah. Give us all the real good ones.
I feel like we
ones.
Got the raw end of that deal.
No, I'm saying we'll take whomever.
Just any garbage.
That's not true. You guys know.
Garbage whites.
You guys have no idea how many people we've turned down.
Right in with who's the most garbage white that we should have on
Jesus,
this show.
Jesus, don't start this. Because then you're going to tag them, you fucking snitch taggers.
Here's a voicemail.
Ooh, okay.
Hey, I'm a white person, and I have a white coworker, and we live in a very white town. We were talking about how not diverse the town is, and she told me a story about when her son was little, they saw a black person at the supermarket, and the kid's immediate reaction was a overjoyed, "It's a Space Jam person!"
Oh my god.
Because I guess that was his main exposure to black people, was that movie. Anyway, I thought you needed to know that.
What a way to end it. Anyways, I mean, anywho.
This guy's one of the good ones for snitching.
Yeah.
I love this.
He'd be white snitching.
Snitch on your kids.
Yeah, tell us about your secret, what goes on in your secret white circles.
Oh, right in.
It doesn't even have to be a question. Just snitch on your friends.
So I know that wasn't much of an actual question there, but I did have a thing of like, my sort of thought was, first of all, like, how young is too young to yell at a kid? They should fix this.
Yeah. Also, like,
but how?
What year was this in when the only movie this kid had seen with any black people was Space space jail.
Actually, that's pretty dope.
Yeah, well, because the guy sounds pretty young on it.
Yeah, like, it really does.
It sounds like he could be like in his 30s, maybe.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
And
it could be anything for.
Yeah, that's a good question.
Maybe it's an old story, but. Is it like, can this problem be solved with media alone?
I mean, it's a start.
Yeah.
If you're in the whitest town, you can't do much about that other than go back in time and change your choices. But
yeah,
if you live in a place where you live, I mean, what else are you going to do? But I'm just astounded. Risa, do you have any kids?
No, I don't have cats.
You said that.
Two cats.
I also have a cat.
One of them was in Space Jam.
Yeah.
Andrew has dogs. So we're all qualified to give parenting advice.
Yeah, for sure.
Basically, like, I'm always astounded at parents who are, like, so over the top trying to teach their kids fucking French and, like, make sure they know their alphabet before they set foot out of the womb and whatever the fuck. They go so hard to make sure these kids have, like, a well-rounded education and she's got to play the violin at two. But, like, they don't take the same approach to be like, let me make sure this kid sees a television program with every type of person possible. Mm-hmm. So that when I go out into the world where these people exist, I don't point at a black person or point at someone in a wheelchair and freak out.
Yeah.
Right? Like, what? This is the teaching your kids Mandarin. Like, fuck the shitty Mandarin you're teaching your kids. Yeah. Just show them.
That truly, by the way, you're not doing a good job. And you never will.
Get the box set of Living Single and just put it on a loop for your kids. There's no swears in it.
Yeah.
And the innuendos will go over his head.
Well, also,
he'll understand a wig closure.
Yeah. I grew up in Miami and I'm what a lot of my friends say, you're so Latina. I'm like, okay, some people I'll take it. Some people I'm like, excuse me. And I grew up watching TV shows that were it was all like the black TV shows because I'm pretty tan. I mean, now I just came from the beach. I mean, from my family reunion, so I'm pretty brown right now because I was tanning. But
this is going to feel like we set this up, but you will like the next question also.
Just so please go ahead. Right into the next
question. Is weird.
The bruja in me is coming out.
No.
Yeah, but I used to watch all the black TV shows because like that's like what I could relate to because I thought that I looked like all the black actors.
Yeah.
I was like the light-skinned girls especially. I'm like, oh my God, I look like her.
Yeah, yeah.
Because there was nobody that really was Latina or Latino on TV like really big. Mm-hmm. So I think like, yeah, you're right. Like you can show them even maybe if they're younger, maybe not Living Single, but maybe like,
I stand by
like Family Matters, Hanging with Mr. Cooper. Like these were all on like those like family shows. And I mean, I used to watch that after all my like sports games and stuff. I'd come home and that's all I'd watch.
Oh yeah. I wanted to be Holly Robinson Pete.
Oh my God.
She's stunning. She's perfect.
So beautiful. She always had the best curls.
The best curls.
The best curls.
Anyway. I'm glad we could agree on that. Yeah, like you're right. Like I understand that. Like watching whoever was brown just because you were like, well, I'm not white, so I have the next most in common with these people.
Yeah, yeah. And even I mean, the cultures are different, sure, but you know, you see a black grandma on TV, and I'm gonna relate to her ass more than I'm gonna relate to like a white grandma on TV. It's just different.
When I see like very like waspy girl type coming of age comedies, or like you know. Even if it's like women my age, whatever. But when it's just like from like these white, like Upper East Coast families, I'm just like, I have no frame of reference for this. I have nothing at all.
Uh-uh.
And that's okay. But show your kids some shit.
Can I go back to a thing you said a little like a couple of minutes ago, Tawny, which was like, you know, you live where you live. You can't help it. I'm starting to come around to the idea that if you live in an all white town, that's on you. Like, and maybe that's easy for me to say. But
sometimes I'm thinking of people like in the military or people who are living somewhere because they're taking care of a elderly parent. I don't know. There's a lot of circumstances where you don't choose where you live, right?
Like that's where you got to work. If that's where your job is, that's where your job is.
Andrew, you're still like you got to move, right?
I'm just like truly like taking this guy face value. If this kid truly has never interacted like here's the thing, right? If it's truly you've never interacted with any black person,
the kid, you mean the child
kid, that's on you. If what probably is actually the case is that this person, like many parts of America, is like self-segregated away from people of color, that's on you.
So
I don't know. I'm just like, to the fact that you can claim like, oh, I just don't know any black people. Really?
I see what you mean. I think a lot of people lean on that, right? Like a lot of people are like, well, there's just no black people where I grew up. And it's like, actually, if you went back in time, you would see that there were plenty.
Yeah, there are.
Yeah. Or you're such a different Latina is what I get a lot. And I'm like, what does that mean? And I think I've come to the realization it's also from like being from Miami and being Cuban. Mm-hmm. Like just Miami in itself is a whole culture fucking difference from like being a Cuban and like New York. It's just different. Mm-hmm. So I think that also like affects like, you know, like if you're black from New York, I feel like it's also a little different than being like black in Idaho, you know?
Yeah,
I think like that affects so much like where you really come from, even if you are a person of color.
I bet also people are just responding to the fact that they sense that you're different culturally, because I know a lot of like non-Latinx people in California especially think they have a deep understanding of Latinx people because of proximity. This is a fun thing that non-Latinx people love to do, is be like, we're close to a thing, so we know everything about it.
Yo hablo español. And I'm like, oh boy, here you go.
So just you literally being from the other side of the country.
Yeah.
You know, is a, probably an abrupt surprise to those people who are like, you're so Latina. You're a different kind.
Definitely.
Just learn how to fucking phrase it.
Yeah. It's just, learn how to speak. It's 2019. That's something I talk about all the time. Like, people sound so ignorant. And I'm sure, like, I make comments sometimes, but I think I try to be my best self as much as possible and educate myself.
Yeah, I mean, we sound dumb as hell, and that's kind of like our brand. So like, you guys as the other brown show, if you could be very smart, please.
Oh my God, no. I'm like, it's always edit that.
All right, well, since you're psychic, here's the second question.
Hi, Andrew, Tawny, guest. So I am a brown person. I'm half Mexican, half Filipino. And I recently went on vacation with my white friend, and she had been traveling through Central America for the past 4 months, and I have been working in office for the past 4 months. So she has more of a tan as a white person. She's still not as brown as me, but she has more of a tan. And we were on vacation, and we were with a group of people, strangers, and everyone kept commenting on about her, being like, you're so brown. I hope by the end of this trip, I'm like you. Meanwhile, I'm standing there, naturally brown, kind of like, okay. And then throughout the trip, the 4 days, people were getting considerably tanner. And one girl was like, oh, I feel like by the end of this, I'm going to look like a different race. But again, my white friend is getting browner. I'm also getting browner, and yet no one is commenting on my brownness or wanting to be like my brownness. So I'm just curious if you guys have comments on that, because I also feel like if they had commented like, I want to be as brown as you, I would have felt a way about it. I'd be like, well, you need to be a brown person. And then I was also the only brown person in this whole trip in Central America. Everyone else was white.
Right. Kind of caller, you could tighten it up.
Andrew, I'm gonna disagree with you. I was here for the ride.
Yeah,
I was on the ride with this woman.
Yeah,
it took a lot of twists. Andrew always yells at the callers for taking too long, and 99% of the time he's right. But this lady, I'm like, you had to get this out.
Yeah, she's driving from work. She's letting it out.
She's letting it out. Ryza, what is this? What are people's obsession with tanning?
I mean, it's crazy because back in the day, like the whiter you were, the more prestigious and rich and everything and all that stuff. And now it's like the darker you are, it just shows that you can vacation and like you got money or whatever is like what I read in an article one day is literally what it said. And I was like, oh, wow, that's what people think it means to be brown. Cool.
Yeah.
Nowadays.
I remember when I was in high school, I read in a Cosmo that it was like, when you tan, you look thinner.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, then I'm a fucking ballerina. I must be the thinnest bitch out here.
We are so skinny.
Yeah, we're the skinniest people just by being brown. I just always, I love people's natural, healthy, undamaged skin color. Yeah. I see a very porcelain woman, I'm always like, wow, that's lovely. Just be yourself. Why are we trying to brown it up?
You're good about sun protection, though.
Oh, my God, I'm a freak about sun protection. Well, I used to be, this is a boring, dumb story that I will truncate. Is that the word I want? I used to be straight up allergic because I lived in Chicago so long where the sun does not show its face. Mm-hmm. And so I went on vacation and broke out in hives. And the doctor was like, you have vitamin D poisoning because you never get it. And so I would just like get a rash anytime I went in the sun. I would get horrible sunburns and everyone would be like, you're brown. Don't you not even need sunscreen? That's the other lie
that
they tell us.
No, you have to.
You have to. You anyway, so I'm crazy about sun protection. And everyone should be. The sun is literally trying to kill us.
Yeah, yeah.
I welcome it.
I never used to use it.
Die.
I never used to use it. I used to put baby oil on my face, and that was like when I would go tan. I'm trash. Now I do it. But you know what's funny? All my white friends are like, they would like see me tanning and posting on the IG, and they're like, I hope you're using SPF. And I'm like, oh, fine, mom. God.
Oh, see, now they know? They know brown people have to?
Yeah, now they know.
Because I would straight up be like putting sunscreen on and have unvetted whites be like, why do you need that? I was like, I don't have time to be a doctor to you right now.
No. I'm like, I don't know. I don't know what to say to this caller because I understand her frustration, I guess, because I'm a hella tanner. I love to be tan. I feel ugly when I'm not tan. And it's the worst. Like, I'm white, I'm ugly, I'm fat, I'm disgusting. And I just hate myself.
You read that Cosmo too.
I did. I read all the Cosmos. But I don't like the fact that people were telling her she's going to look like another race.
Yeah.
That's aggressive.
The white friend, right?
Like when I tan sometimes, I my family reunion, I posted this picture and it was me. And granted, with the sun and I had Banda Soleil, it's a super amazing tanning oil, whatever. It made me look so much tanner. I realized in the picture after, when I was inside with the light looking. And I had so many people like, hey, girl, you look black. And I'm like, wow, that you felt okay to say that to me. Great. Okay. And I was like, I don't know what to respond.
That's actually an incredible response. You felt okay to say that.
Yeah. I was interesting. All right. Tight. Whatever. Sure.
That always is a weird, I don't know.
It feels like the thing that jumps out at me from the very end is I was the only everyone else on the trip was white. And it's it's sort of the inverse of the other question, which is do we put ourselves in a situation where everyone is white? Mm-hmm. And is that not our fault? But I'm what the fuck else are you going to... this shit routinely happens, I think. We've all been... Yeah. We're in show business, so we've definitely been the only person of color in any given room.
Look, Andrew, sometimes you want to join a Dickensian a cappella caroling troupe around Christmas time,
on you.
Okay?
That one is purely on you.
That was so specific.
I love the costumes.
Yeah. Yeah, us people of color, we like some white people shit sometimes.
God. I know, but you know what I mean? Where I'm not that you should expect this, of course. It's not what I'm saying, but I'm like,
Well, look, it's if you're doing white things, I know this is horribly reductive.
You're going to get racism.
You're going to truly, as someone who puts herself in white spaces to the detriment of my health and well-being, reckless white spaces. And then it's not that I'm surprised when these things happen. I'm just reminded.
Yeah.
But it's going to, it is going to happen. Not that it's your fault, but it is your doing. A little bit. No?
I agree with you. I just couldn't think of a way to say that.
Yeah.
Is that the right way to say it?
No. I'm still sound like I'm blaming this poor woman. Yeah. She just went with her sorority sisters. Who knows?
My girl, just go to therapy and talk to your girl, you know?
I bet she does. She sounds she's got ways to analyze people's behaviors.
You Latina and Asian, get it.
All right. Let's do the final voicemail.
Okay.
Hey, Andrew, Tani, and guests. I have a question. I moved somewhere new and made a new friend, and she found out I'm Puerto Rican and now is, speaking Spanish to me, telling me she's going to make me all these Puerto Rican dishes, mofongo. And I'm trying to figure out, is she just, really overeager, or is she, a white-passing Cuban or something? And I'm not sure how to figure this out. So any help y'all could provide would be awesome. Thanks so much. Love the show.
I like this one. It has a twist.
Why she gotta be white passing Cuban though?
Ooh.
White. Pero white.
I like this twist. Cause it's yo, I don't know if she's just acting wild or if she's actually secretly, yeah, secretly Latinx.
Also, she wants to make her Puerto Rican food, but she's Cuban.
What?
Like, I don't know. Just ask her, right?
Yeah.
Is that too? I don't know.
Maybe she's a quarter Puerto Rican.
Yeah. Honestly, Latinos, we come in all different colors, just in general. And I think it's always crazy. It's like there's so much like colorism within the Latinx community that we still see and have going on. You know, where like Afro-Latinos are not respected as like a Latino, or they're not respected as Black. And even, you know, if they're half Asian or whatever, there's so many things. And it's like, I don't know. I went to Cuba and 80% of Cuba was Afro-Latino, and I look like a white girl there, you know? Mm-hmm. And out here in the United States, again, like I said, I'm super Latina. So it just depends, you know, where you come from. Different climates have different color changes on people. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. I would say just like ask her where she's from. Like, oh, have you cooked it before? Is your family, like, I don't know, just ask.
Yeah, like.
Well, I don't know why people are so scared to ask.
Yeah.
It's like, especially as a person of color, we have the fucking right even more. Like, if you're going to talk to me in Spanish, I'm going to be like, oh, are you Latina?
Especially if they come out the gate with something like this.
Yeah, because it's, I don't know. Like, me as a Latina, if I go to somewhere and I see someone that I can tell maybe is struggling speaking to me in English, I will speak to them in Spanish, and then they feel so much more comfortable. Or, you know, especially I was talking to this with my prima the other day, how, you know, in hotels a lot of time, like, you know, a lot of the housekeepers and the service people are people of color, and especially Latinx in that industry for whatever reason. And I will speak to them in Spanish and they will hook me up. like I will get like something extra thrown in my like food. Like, oh, here, like pastel or whatever. Or oh, you have long hair, I got you some more conditioner. And I'm like, oh my, I didn't even have to ask for it. So it's like, sure, use that if you want to, you know, because it's just you're making that person feel comfortable. But at the same time, I don't know why she's so scared of asking. It's not that hard of a question.
Yeah.
Yeah. I guess it's weird. Yeah, I guess it would be weird to ask if this woman hadn't started all this other behavior.
Exactly.
Right?
Yeah, because if she didn't ask, then whatever. But at some point, you know, with your friends, like, I want to know where all my friends come from, not just what city are you from? Oh, where are your parents from? What, you know, especially if you're like my close friend, like, oh, cool. Oh, what's your dad do? Oh, okay, great. Like, I think that's something that people sometimes are kind of feel weird. It's because I don't know, like, I've talked to another of my friends. She was like, yeah, I don't know, I feel weird asking people like what their parents do, because then it feels like I'm asking them if they're rich. And I was like, wow, that is such a fucking stretch.
That's a leap.
Yeah.
Like, that is so, it's exactly a leap. Like a stretch.
Yeah.
A leap.
No, yeah, both things.
Yeah, yeah. I'm like, los dos. but yeah, I don't know. I guess, I don't know. Maybe I just don't give a fuck and I ask people whatever.
I think your point about, like, if it's a friend, this woman said, I made a new friend.
Uh-huh.
That's welcome. You should ask questions of your friends to get to know each other. You shouldn't ask these questions of a stranger.
Yeah,
She said work, right?
Yeah.
She said, I made a new friend.
Oh, okay.
Like, I think she moved to a new place.
Got it. Uh-huh. For some reason, I thought it was at work, which I guess is a little more that's the only reason I thought it was maybe some more complicated.
Well, if it is at work, it is complicated. But again, this woman opened the door by being like, well, I'm going to make you arroz con pollo or whatever the fuck she said.
Like, but also like, yo, let homegirl make you some food. That's free. You get it.
Like, well, maybe. Yeah. This is horrible.
You don't know unless you try it. You'll never know. She'll make you some coquito or something.
That's a great thing. Yeah, like try it.
Yeah.
And then if it's good, be like, shit, girl, are you Puerto Rican?
and then you don't assume she's half Cuban. Just white passing.
Oh, God.
This is the more, I don't know if this is a Hollywood or LA or a fucked up thing to even ask, but I do feel like in LA I've met a lot of, I guess it would be white passing Latinx people. And I maybe my struggle with it is a little bit, like with the Asian folks, I have seen recently, especially in Hollywood, the people who just embrace shit now. Yeah. It's like, oh, now we're Asian.
Yeah.
Like, and before, they were definitely trying to be white.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And
which is crazy people look so like what they are, mm-hmm, and they try not to be. It's insane to me. I'm like, you really thought people were not going to know you were, you know, Black or Asian or like Latinx? whatever. I'm like, really? Come on.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Like, you something.
Yeah, it's just, I don't know. There's this whole, yeah. So maybe that's it too, where I'm like, but I guess do you ever have that sort of like impatience with those people that, or like being like, oh, now you fucking care about X or Y piece of the culture. And you don't, sorry.
No.
You made
fine.
A face that
no,
is probably how I should feel more, which is like, I shouldn't say this out loud.
No. I'll answer it because I do have an opinion on that. It's a struggle because so many people have been taught growing up not to speak Spanish, mm-hmm. not to embrace their like Latinxism, if you know, whatever, not to let people know their, you know, their parents are Mexican, because then they're going to think they're an undocumented and, you know, they're going to judge them, or they're going to think you're this or that. So I think there's such a fine line with the culture you grew up in, the family, whatever you are, that affects you growing up, and you go with that. And that's how you either hold your head up high or you hold your head down low. And that, I think, is like the biggest struggle, where I'm like, ugh, yeah, all of a sudden she's Latina and she books all these roles, huh? But 5 years ago, she wasn't claiming that, whatever. Mm-hmm. I can't like really say that anymore. Maybe for sure I said, I'm sure I've made that comment before. And like now I just think we are living in a time where we're all these minorities, we're also proud, and just, you know, we have Crazy Rich Asians, we had Black Panther, we had all these amazing, we have all these Latinx shows, and we're all kind of like really proud of just people of color in general. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, we're all trying to like help our own like community, mm-hmm. like mm-hmm. trying to stick together. So I would say I get where you're coming from, because I've been there, and I totally get where you're coming from. But I also understand, like, I know a lot of people that their parents, you know, they were undocumented when they came here, and then they had them here, and now their children are, you know, first generations here, and they were taught by their parents not to speak Spanish ever. So now, you know, they're Mexican and they don't really speak Spanish because, you know, they were taught not to, and it was embarrassing. And now they're like, fuck, at their job, and they're in their 30s or their 40s or 20s, whatever. And they're like, damn, if I knew Spanish, I could have, you know, I could maybe have a better like job position, or I'd have like this many more clients or whatever it is. Mm-hmm. Even like Latinos that are actors, like they're like, they don't speak Spanish or they have an accent. They get shitted on sometimes. And I'm like, like, it's like, don't throw shade at those people, because they're trying their best and they're out there and they're trying to represent. And like that one, like Latina doesn't, you know, Gina Rodriguez doesn't represent all the Latinas. J-Lo doesn't represent all the Latinas. There's so many of us out there, and they're just trying their best to put their face, I guess, out there and just be not a white person.
And especially in this business, I think like, you know, 5-10 years ago, a lot of the reps were telling people like, whiten up your name, change your blah, 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 whatever, pass if you can. And people did that shit. And like,
that's opposite. I know so many other, I know so many Latinx actors that have changed. They have taken, instead of taking like maybe like their like white daddy's last name, they're taking like their mom's like maiden name, and they're now Rodriguez, they're Martinez, and again, 5 years ago, I might have been like, oh, what the fuck, all of a sudden. But for real, like now I get it. Like, sure, like let them know who you are, because they might see your picture, and you might, like my little sister's very light skin with blue green eyes, long blonde hair. We kind of look alike, just like look, but we're not the same color at all. Mm. And I mean, people never think we're related, and she's Cuban as fuck, you know? So I get that too with the industry thing.
I think it's like case by case for me, because sometimes I am like, oh good, this person's embracing that thing. And sometimes I'm like, all of a fucking sudden, you showing up with a new name, new pictures.
The fake people that are using it and abusing it, they will get caught, and it'll show. They, you know, it's, they'll get to a point where they're in an interview or something and they'll just feel fake, and it's just, it's ingenuine. You can tell, like you can tell sometimes when people are like so trying to be like, you'll tit all blue, and it's like, you don't have to do that. Like, just like be yourself.
Well, that's always my thing too, about like, you know, people that get hired for quote unquote like diversity reasons or whatever, and then people find out that they're not the whatever. I blame a lot of times like the people interviewing or the people doing, I'm talking more like in Hollywood terms, where you are weirdly allowed to ask questions about people's race and ethnic background, not in like a corporate setting where you're not.
Yeah.
Because our business is whacked and fucked, and people are allowed to just be like, are you gay?
I mean, I've been asked in audition rooms where I'm from, and I'm like, Miami.
Yeah.
No, but where are you from? And I'm like, oh, they want to know if I'm Cuban, Mexican, Puerto Rican. Yeah. And that, I get why they want it, but it fucking sucks, because I'm a Cuban, and a lot of the roles I go out for are maybe sometimes specifically Mexican, and I'm not Mexican. I'm not going to lie and tell you I'm Mexican because I'm not.
Yeah.
I could do a Mexican accent, sure. And I don't, like, sure, all Latinos can play all different types, you know, of Latinos, I guess, you know, you could be Colombian and play Puerto Rican or whatever. But at the same time, that sucks when they ask you because you feel so awkward and like, do I answer? It's not like the age thing because there's not like a rule about it.
I mean, it should technically be illegal, but then it's legal in our business in a weird way because they get to say like, we're trying to cast the specific role. So we have to know these things. So it's a weird thing that like in the rest of America, they can't ask you these questions. But in our business, they can straight up just be like, who'd you last fuck?
Yeah. Oh my God.
It can. I had a friend get asked that in an audition.
In an audition?
Yes.
Was she like famous?
No, they were trying to figure out if she was queer or not. And they like didn't say, are you gay? They were just like, who was your last hookup? Like,
what? So if she would have said a guy, what would they have been? And what about before that? Like, what?
Well, we'll find out. Risa, can you tell people where they can see, hear, read, etc. more of you?
You can follow me on Instagram at Risa Licea. Do I spell it?
Yeah. Sure. Okay.
Spell like, it for the peeps. My name is weird, so I feel like I have to spell things all the time. At Risa Licea, RaizaLicea. That's my Twitter handle as well. I don't really tweet. I'm trying to get better.
Fuck Twitter. You don't have to.
Oh, God. It's so hard.
It's a bad place.
Zig, you get it. We follow each other. We love each other on Twitter.
Just be you.
At Spanish Aki Presents.
Yeah.
That's also on my Instagram. You can find all of them tagged there. And our podcast drops July 16th. Ooh. So I don't know if this will come out before, after, during, whatever.
I'm going to tell you right now, we don't either.
We all don't know.
It's fine. That's tight.
We'll figure it out.
And also just, you can, if you're ever in LA, you can come to our live show. It's every first Friday at UCB Sunset at 9 o'clock. Now we just got a time change. But all that info again is on Instagram. So
I love it.
Just, you know, reach out, tell me that you love my cats. That's all I care about.
Yeah. Let compliments me know. Only for
only,
Risa.
Only compliments about my cats and my bawling skills.
Mm-hmm. But that's it.
We are a delight, and again, really sincerely, really welcome to Earwolf. Like, it's really great to have you guys on the show. Yeah. I'm so looking forward to it.
Thank you. We got to have you guys on the show too.
Oh, can't wait.
Yeah. Hell yeah. Andrew loves prof.
I love that.
Pero lo tienen que hacer en español todo el tiempo, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
You know what I said?
Nope.
You have to do everything in Spanish.
Oh, yeah.
He said, okay. Okay.
We're back.
And if you care to find me, look to the western sky. As someone told me lately, everyone deserves a chance to buy. I don't remember the words.
Singing Tawny's in the house.
I'm flying so low.
Oh my gosh. Did you have a good 4th of July?
Nah. No, I did. A friend of the show, Alex Kleiner, came and hung out. Very patriotic. I roasted a red snapper I got at the Thai market.
Ooh.
And then we ate, like a bunch of weird vegetables, and I made mezcal white wine popsicles.
Mm.
Boom, America.
You made an earthquake.
Oh, yeah. I made an earthquake.
You were up in that big earthquake.
I was really in the earthquake. I, you know, danced around in it. Danced around? Who knows?
I missed one and then didn't change my behavior for even one fraction of a second for the second one, even though I was in a bar surrounded by glass shit.
Oh, my God. I just got to tell my brethren. I was a child in California. They drill earthquake safety into your brain. Don't go outside. Don't go outside. Duck and cover. Get under a table. Get under a desk. If you don't have a table or a desk because you're cool, hip, loft living, get into a doorway.
You know what? I truly did find out the number of scumbags that I know this week that are like, but my table's made of glass.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. But actually, sometimes a glass table will still be better than fucking running around your house like an idiot.
All right.
So, but cover your neck and head.
Yeah.
Grab a pillow or a blanket or something. But duck and cover. That's all you do. I'm telling you, as a child in California, the things we learned in order were earthquake safety, save the whales.
Mm-hmm.
That's it.
Oh.
That's it. In the 90s in California were all earthquakes and whales.
No, I'll tell you, I visited California a lot in the 90s. It was your shower's too long.
Oh, yeah.
That was the last one.
Well, that was because of the whales, though.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm.
There's a subcategory.
We have to talk about our upcoming shows.
That's right.
So we have a couple of really fun shows coming up. I can announce some guests, but not all of them. This is super exciting. Okay, so first of all, we're going to be, you're going to see Yo Is This Racist Live in Philadelphia on 7/18. That is a show with the Philadelphia Podfest. I'm so sorry. I was trying really hard not to cough, and it came out so weird.
Oh, you did good.
Philly Podfest, you guys. It's going to be at the World Cafe. Okay, that's 7/18. That is a Thursday, I believe.
Thursday, 9:30 p.m.
9:30 p.m., okay?
Come get fucked up.
Guests still are a secret. I'm going to say secret instead of to be announced.
Yeah.
It's a secret.
They're secret.
Okay. And then, you guys, I'm so excited about this. We've got all our guests confirmed. And when I say guests, I actually mean just cool co-hosts, because these people are good enough to not have to, they don't need to be guests.
Guests.
No. So we have.
They're employees.
Yeah. Yeah. They work for me. We have on 7/24 in Boston. Wait, I'm going out of order.
Yeah. 7/23.
First, 7/23, Minneapolis. Can't tell you what's going on there yet. Deep, super secret.
Yep.
Okay. But Minneapolis Tattersall Distillery, there are still tickets. Go there. Come see us. 7/24 in Boston. You are going to get
Bean
to see
Town.
The town full of beans. The
that
town where beans are written.
Yes.
You will get
America's
to see.
America's beans.
Music legend and podcaster and comedy person and top 1% of whites himself. It's Mr. Ted Leo.
Yeah.
You will also get to see a podcaster, actor, comedy writer, a glorious internet presence.
Friend of this show.
Friend of the show. Beautiful, stunning voice of the Las Culturistas podcast. You're going to see Mr. Matt Rogers.
Yeah.
This is an all-star studded packed show.
Yeah.
That is in Boston at the WBUR City Space. It's going to be such a great show. You got to get tickets to it.
Come through.
Did I say all the things?
You really did.
Woo.
God, we're so tired.
We're tired, but we're pushing through.
All right. Hit us up on the webpage, yoisthisracist.com, tonynewsom.com/tour.
All those things I said are there. Tour.
Tour. Noza.
Noza.
Just
there's
tour.
One tour.
Twitter.com, Instagram.net. We are Trendy
What's
Newman.
What's that? Instagram.net.
And Andrew T. Yo, Is This Racist? 323-389-7223. That's 323-389-RACE.
It just auto forwards to Instagram.com.
Fine.
That's smart of them.
Peace.